This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A big part of the country is still sweltering, steamy, and sweaty. In the Midwest,
the hottest day in St. Louis will be Thursday and Friday when heat and humidity mix, pushing
this heat index near 106.
In Chicago, a string of 90s coming.
This heat wave that will take us to 92 on Wednesday, 94 Thursday and Friday.
And in Minnesota, the Twin Cities will climb to around 96 degrees. Dr. Nicholas Simpson, emergency physician and chief medical director at Hennepin EMS, says they're gearing up for more possible calls.
The air quality in general is certainly compounding people that are already struggling with heat issues.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
In Phoenix, they've had triple-digit temps for 25 straight days, and health officials are telling people to check on their older family members, neighbors, and friends. Tammy Bohannon is with the Foundation for Senior Living.
You know someone who is a senior or living on their own that may have a chronic condition. Check on them, check in on them, and make sure that they're okay.
340,000 UPS workers could go on strike soon. Jason Miller's with Michigan State University's Eli Broad School of Business.
UPS is a tremendous amount to lose right now. There's been some projections that if there were a prolonged strike, UPS could lose about 30% of its volume diverted to other players. And I do not believe that is a risk UPS's management wants to take.
There's an investigation into why an Ohio officer deployed his police dog on an unarmed suspect at a traffic stop. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
And they're feeling like they're trying to kill me.
Newly released 911 calls appear to show 23-year-old commercial truck driver Jadarius Rose panicking.
I don't know why they're trying to kill me.
They're not trying to kill you.
Yes, they are.
While Ohio State Patrol officers were attempting to stop him for a missing mud flap the morning of July 4th.
It was all made up. Police in Hoover, Alabama confirmed that Carly Russell fabricated the story of being abducted when she says she pulled over to help a toddler walking along a road. Police Chief Nick Sturzis.
We ask for your prayers for Carly as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward, understanding that she made a mistake in this matter. Carly, again, ask for your forgiveness and prayers.
TikTok is getting tweaked. You can now post text with no video, kind of like Twitter and Threads. TikTokers can upload words or phrases with a simple background for people to read as they're swiping. This isn't the first non-video feature for TikTok. The new text feature is also similar to the photo mode feature they launched last year. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Military Advocates Veterans Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe alert something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the great, wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board for a Monday. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023. Glad to be with you. A brand new show after pretty good weekend, Mr. Zommers. We had the rare opportunity to have an actual meeting today of sorts, had a little breakfast, a little coffee. So I know you had a fairly good weekend, but tell the folks what you did.
Yeah, I had a really nice weekend. I did two main activities.
Yes, two.
On Friday night at the ripe and early time of 9:50 p.m., yes. I saw Barbie. I was hoping to do Barbenheimer this weekend and watch both back-to-back, but it just didn't work out because on Saturday, I also went to a concert that was in some person's basement.
This is the best part. When Zommers told me I went to a concert this weekend in someone's basement, I said, now I know how we're going to start the show.
It goes exactly what you expect. When you hear about, oh, we're going to a basement show, you expect it to be in this old house with chipped paint. The basement's too small and like somehow everyone still fits in there and you have a good time. And that's exactly what it was.
And it was here in Madison.
It was here in Madison. It was by the Vilas Zoo.
All right, very good. And we don't necessarily want to out this semi-legal concert, but it was
probably legal. I think it's like a real venue.
It was probably legal.
And it was Jeffrey Lewis who I saw, who was a New York anti-folk artist.
Anti-folk? Does that mean they're against folk or what?
It means it's kind of a folk indie style, but it doesn't take itself so seriously like a lot of folk music does. Bob Dylan, good songwriter, but his songs are like they take themselves seriously. Right. Anti-folk is more joking around. And I think one thing that plays off of that well, or it, not plays off of it, but epitomizes it, is Jeffrey Lewis is also a comic book artist. And he had what he called low-budget film adaptations that he did, where he drew pages illustrated for a couple of stories and made songs for him with some clever lyrics. And the band played, and he stood up there with his big old comic book showing the pages, and he was like, you have a flashlight feature on your phone up there? You're a projectionist then, just so that everyone could see the page.
So this guy was tearing up comic books while singing folk. What was he doing?
He was showing them, because he drew it. So he was showing the page. Like, they were probably maybe a foot and a half on the width and, like, 2+ feet tall for the pages so everyone in the audience could see. And he did one that was a film adaptation of The Great Gatsby and one that was a film about the Bay of Pigs.
Now, there are two subjects you don't often find in the same piece of art.
Oh, yeah. But it was cool. It was a lot of fun.
All right.
He also has a song about Krangu slime. Basically, it's a brand of slime that the primordial ooze was made out of when the world began.
And tell people what happened with the smoke detector?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
This is my favorite part, I think.
So he starts his set. There were two local bands before him. Mm. But then when he started playing, almost immediately, the smoke detector starts going off. I have no idea why. No one was smoking. There wasn't, like, it didn't smell funny. But someone just reached up on the ceiling and pulled it off and brought it upstairs.
So here's the situation. You are in someone's basement at an anti-folk concert.
With like 30 people
with
in there.
Like 30, crowded. And the smoke alarm goes off. And instead of evacuating the basement, and probably only one way out, right? One stairway.
I think so.
Someone pulls it off the ceiling and just says, oh, the concert's going to keep going.
Yeah, I was concerned for a little bit, and then I saw that nobody else was, and I was like, well, I don't smell anything. Maybe I'm just inexperienced, and this is how it goes.
See, this is why I love having a young producer, because I would not be anywhere near that, you understand? But see, I can live vicariously through you.
Although there were a lot of, I guess, middle-aged people there, not for the first two acts, but halfway through the second one, a bunch of people poured in who were way too drunk to be just in a basement, yeah. And they were obnoxious throughout the whole show.
Not obnoxious to be on the street, but in a basement, way too obnoxious.
Well, on the street, you're just like, okay, right. You're drunk, going home from a bar, whatever, don't drive. But in a basement concert where there's nowhere they can go off and just be drunk in the corner, it's annoying.
Well, there you go. I just hung out in Shawnee this weekend, up and saw Dad and my stepmother, Mary, and hung out up there a little bit, had a good time. And then I came back to work a little bit last night here with you, and here we are. So in comparison, your weekend was much more interesting. So I'm glad you had a couple of good stories for the folks. We have a great show lined up today. Coming up in hour number two at 2:15, the host of Those Were the Days up in Richland Center, WRCO, one of our great stations of civic media, our very own Phil Nee will join us. Because why? Mr. Zahmer has touched on it. Barbie blew the doors off of all the movie expectations this weekend, like $155 million. As it turns out, according to Madison Magazine, Barbie didn't only grow up in Richland, or in Wisconsin. She grew up in my home county and Phil's home county of Richland County. And it turns out Phil Nee lived in Barbie's hometown.
I don't know how, but...
We'll explain it. Hour number two, 2:15, Phil Nee on growing up in Barbie's hometown. Be great to see what Barbie was like when she was a girl. Then at 2:30, we have Sarah D. Bunting joining us live from New York. She's known online as SARS. She's a blogger, journalist, co-founder of Television Without Pity, a writer and founder of Tomato Nation website. Going to be a great interview with her. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Ron DeSantis, some extraordinary comments we'll explain on the other side. And Brewers tickets as well. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's going to be warm and muggy here for the next couple of days. In fact, by Wednesday and Thursday, we're talking a heat index pushing 100 or better. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 92 this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Could catch an isolated thunderstorm late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 93. We'll get to a high of 96 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer on the board. What do you think about changing school curriculums? What's your take on changing history to teach our kids to tell them that slavery actually was a benefit to African Americans, to Black people?
In other news, blankets provided to Native Americans provided some warmth in the winter.
Right,
that's and no it. Smallpox at all.
That's about it. What are your feelings on changing curriculum? Do you agree that curriculum should be changed to teach our kids that slavery was actually beneficial? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. Or as Tom Jackson said last week, what do you say?
Tig yo pasty.
That's right. Tig yo pasty. Can also spells out our number as well. 844-967-2789. Do you think that slavery was actually beneficial to African Americans? Because as it turns out, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis, because he eats pudding with his fingers. Not making that up. It's true. Apparently, as well as mashed potatoes and spaghetti and other things. But put that aside for a second. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law last week new education standards approved by the Florida Board of Education, which, of course, is heavily influenced by the governor. A new standard requiring teachers in Florida to instruct, and this is a direct quote out of the new law, quote, how slaves developed skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. They're now required, teachers in Florida are now required to teach their students that, you know, slavery wasn't all bad. It actually taught people some decent skills. Last week, CNN asked Governor DeSantis about this at a press conference for a different event. So what do you think about this, Governor? We have the clip queued up. Mr. Zomers, if you'd be so kind, here's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on these new educational requirements requiring to teach that slavery in some cases was beneficial.
Well, you should talk to them about it. I mean, I didn't do it, and I wasn't involved in it. But I think what they're doing is I think that they're probably going to show some of the folks that eventually parlayed, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life. But the reality is all of that is rooted in whatever is factual. They listed everything out. And if you have any questions about it, just ask the Department of Education. You can talk about those folks. But, I mean, these were scholars who put that together. It was not anything that was done politically.
Well, there is a real profile and courage for you. I didn't do it. I'm not involved in it. I mean, holy cow.
I didn't do it. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. That's pretty much it, right? What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think that it's okay to change curriculum, not just in Florida, but across America? Because remember, if this guy DeSantis gets in the White House, this is what's coming to every school in America. Do you think it's okay to rechain or to rewrite the books of history? To teach kids that slavery was actually okay in some cases. Because, you know, it taught people some skills, according to Ron DeSantis. You know, like blacksmithing. Do you agree with this? There's at least one Republican who says no. Over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, once again a candidate for president in the GOP, said this on Face the Nation, quote, "I didn't do it and I'm not involved in it," are not the words of leadership, according to Chris Christie. He laid the blame at DeSantis' feet for signing the Stop Woke Act of 2022, a bill limiting how gender and race are discussed in schools. This is from Chris Christie. He said, quote, "Governor DeSantis started this fire with the bill that he signed, and now he doesn't want to take responsibility for whatever is done in the aftermath of it. And from listening and watching his comments, he's obviously uncomfortable," unquote. Vice President Kamala Harris, first black person and Asian person or of Asian descent, Vice President Kamala Harris said this over the weekend, quote, "They want to replace history with lies. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not have it," unquote. Vice President Kamala Harris. So at least you've got Chris Christie on the Republican side, and of course, Vice President Harris on the Democratic side, both speaking out against this ridiculousness of Ron DeSantis. You know, slavery wasn't that bad. Taught black people some skills. You know, like blacksmithing. What planet is this dude on? Slavery was nothing but degrading, dehumanizing, and reprehensible. And to put any sort of a positive spin on this is sick, Mr. Zommers.
Also, I was digging around on Twitter and finding some other people who were citing sources of scholarship as opposed to just saying scholars do it. They were citing sources. And the point he's trying to make is also just false. Like, aside from being morally wrong, most of the like blacksmith slaves were not taught how to do what they were doing. They were the ones teaching.
Right.
Like, yes. Blacksmiths like Solomon Williams held revered positions in America and West Africa thanks to their knowledge, talent, and skill. Under American slavery, blacksmiths often traveled to make tools and ornamental ironwork for many plantations and towns. They carried news from the outside world and became leaders across enslaved communities. In parts of West Africa, blacksmiths were both valued and feared. So, basically, they were the ones who were brought there for their expertise and then taught the white people how to do it and then were like carted around to teach people how in other communities.
Yep.
So it's not even like they were given these skills by their glorious white savior owners.
Right.
They were the ones who knew how to do it.
That's a fantastic point, Mr. Zommers. Appreciate that. What do you think about this? Is it okay to change history to teach that slavery wasn't all bad? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the sack, appreciate you calling in as always. What say you?
Yeah, the previous point was just made that there was a lot of iron works going on in Africa, and that those people came over as skilled people, that when they were captured and shipped to the Americas, that it is just not only that, and some agricultural products as well, that it is just remarkable to me that in this day and age that they think they can get away with it. I mean, are they going to, I mean, I think some of the textbooks I had when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I think there was actually a picture of Whipped Peter in it. Wow. I know in a history book series that we had when I was a kid that we got from, I don't know where it came from, it was this American Heritage, you know, this whole series of little history books, mm-hmm. that there was a picture of a slave ship in there of all they packed the slaves in like little sardines. It was coming from abolitionist, probably from an abolitionist pamphlet, that, but they printed it in that magazine. And this is something that was published back in the early 60s. I think the foreword for that book series was by John Kennedy, talking about how important it was to teach history. And to look at it with an honest, unvarnished eye, that we have to admit to ourselves that this is part of what our American history, this nonsense now that they publish, well, the South didn't secede over slavery. Well, yes, it did. I mean, if you look at the mm-hmm. Confederate Constitution, as I said, I think on this program before, that they actually, you know, deleted the word person for people that are held in bondage with the word slave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's part and parcel of what the whole Southern mentality was, is they could not see a life outside of having continuing slavery. And for us not to admit that here now in the 21st century, to try to sugarcoat it and say, well, it wasn't all that bad. The only reason the masters taught their slaves skills that all allowed them to learn is to make them more valuable property, pure and simple. They denied, in some cases, it was illegal in the South, in many states, to teach slaves to read.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Mark. And as you said, it wasn't necessarily they were trying to be helpful. They were just trying to make their quote-unquote property better and to bring themselves more money. And it is, as they say, the original sin of America, slavery. And I'm a big believer, instead of literally and figuratively whitewashing this away, we should be teaching our kids the bad along with the good. I'm still a believer in America, but we also have to own up to our faults as well. And that's something that I'm a big believer in. I think we lost Mark there. Mark, always appreciate you calling in. What say you? Do you agree with this Ron DeSantis bill he signed into law in Florida, changing the way that we teach American history to tell kids that in some way, shape, or form, you know what? Slavery also had some good points. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We go to the phones all the way out to beautiful Portland, Oregon. PT in Portland, we appreciate you listening to us on the Civic Media app. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think DeSantis really put his hand in his mouth this time. But anyway, Is he really saying, is he associating the creation of the trade blacksmith with the fact that blacks or African Americans as slaves were trained to work in iron? You know, is he saying that whole trade was created because blacks created it? I'm not sure what he's trying to say there.
I think he doesn't know
the history or whatever.
I do not, PT, claim to be in Ron DeSantis' mind. I would not want to be there. I think he just, whether he had thought about it prior or it just suddenly popped into his mind, he tried to think of some way to defend this ridiculous law that they signed into order to change the curriculum. And it could be that blacksmithing is the first thing that popped into his mind. And he's, I believe what he's trying to grasp poorly is trying to come up with something that to say, well, actually, we slavery was a way to, in some ways it helped, at that time, African-Americans. But as Mr. Zomers pointed out, many of these folks coming from Africa actually already had these skills and taught it to folks, the white folks in the United States.
Yeah, and my second thought is he owns this because he directed the state school, so whatever that's overseeing
exactly.
All this
exactly
should do this.
Right, it's his government in Florida.
Yes, right. Right.
Know,
right.
It's
so I think DeSantis.
15 seconds, Mark. Or PT.
Would benefit greatly from dropping out of his race and becoming enslaved. He could then learn to be white smith. Right? All right.
That's a take. Thanks, PT in Oregon. We appreciate it. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Here's an optimistic view of all this extreme heat. This woman is in sweaty St. Paul.
Enjoy it before it's winter, I guess. Right? Because then you'll be wishing it was back.
The clock is ticking for a possible UPS strike if an agreement isn't reached by Monday. Jason Miller's a business professor at Michigan State University.
My guess is that UPS could maybe handle only 10% of their volumes with their non-union workers. And UPS handles about 25% of the country's parcels.
340,000 workers could hit the picket lines. Body camera footage shows a police officer in Ohio releasing a canine dog on a truck driver, despite other officers telling him not to.
Rose exited his truck and stood with his hands raised as Circleville PD's canine unit arrived.
Do not release the dog with his hands up. Do not release the dog with his hands up.
CBS's Errol Barnett, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, July 24th. Back to work. Almost said back to school, back to work. Thank goodness not back to school yet. Mr. Zomers and I, by the way, Mr. Zomers, Aaron Zomers on the board, our producer and engineer, along with you, went to lunch up on the square, or I guess a brunch or a something. Breakfast, really. It was 10 in the morning, 10:15.
Second breakfast for me.
Oh, very good. Went to Wonder State Coffee, by the way. If you listen to us on the Eagle up in La Crosse or WRCE in Richland Center, make your way to Viroqua. Check out Wonder State Coffee there. Or if you listen to us on WMAD here in Madison, Wisconsin, get yourself up to the Capitol Square and go to Wonder State Coffee, one of the few all-solar roasteries in America. Source fantastic single-origin coffee and a great breakfast here at their cafe on the Capitol Square, Mr. Somers.
Very much so. I know I've been to a lot of cafes in the area, especially now that we're downtown and I can just walk to so many of them.
Right.
And sometimes the breakfast sandwiches are like, I can taste that you're trying to be fancy, but it's just weird. But there, it was very good.
It all worked. Some fantastic whole grain mustard. A big fan of mustard. Big fan of our guest coming up next hour on the program, Phil Nee. Our friend and colleague from WRCO in Richland Center and host of Those Were the Days from 6 until midnight every Saturday night. Great oldies, great interviews, great history, and of course, most of all, great music. Filney every Saturday night on WRCO. You can hear it on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Good news, good news. I hate to quote it because, as it turns out, Dukes of Hazzard was a terrible, you know, show in terms of the Confederate flag and everything. But Roscoe P. Coltrane, one of my favorite TV characters of all time, used to say that. Good news, good news. So yes, good news. You can actually download the Civic Media app for free. Won't cost you a dime. Just go to your favorite app store on your Android or your iPhone. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up a C and an M logo, beautifully designed by our graphics person, Rebecca. And you can click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over there at CBS. And the Civic Media app, you can listen to Those Are the Days on WRCO out of Richland Center or our show each and every day from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. Phil's going to be in because he spent much of his life, or a large portion thereof, living in Willow, Wisconsin, in Richland County, the town of Willow. Well, according to Madison Magazine, Barbie, yes, that Barbie of the big Barbie fame, Mr. Zomers will give us his review next hour because he saw it over the weekend, the big Barbie movie. Barbie, her hometown is Willow, Wisconsin, where Phil Neese spent a lot of his life. We'll talk about growing up in Barbie's, or at least living in Barbie's supposed hometown.
Yeah, that does bring up one question.
Yeah.
Willow's not real.
What? Don't ruin it. I mean, Willows, plural, is where they say she grew up. There is no Willows, and the closest we have is Willow, the town of Willow. So that's it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize that there was one that just didn't have the S. Okay, yeah.
No, Phil Neese lived in Willow, town of Willow.
Maybe Barbie's was just a typo.
It could be. So Phil will be in to talk about that. And then at 2:30, an hour from now, Sarah D. Bunting joins us live from New York. She is known online as SARS. She is a blogger, a journalist, co-founder of Television Without Pity, and a writer and founder of Tomato Nation, another cool website as well. She also was working in New York on that fateful day on 9/11 of 2001. Get her reflections on that and also talk a little bit about TV and what else is going on. So that's coming up at 2:30. So big second hour. Also, Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. I believe we have 4 to give away for Wednesday afternoon's game. It's a 1:10 start. The Cincinnati Reds are in town. Brewers right now lead the Reds by 0.5 games. What a great weekend for the Brewers. They lost yesterday again. They lost the series, but they had a spectacular game. Sal Freitag, the new guy they brought up, some great catches, great hits. Brewers are doing well right now, 0.5 games ahead of the Reds. A huge series, and we'll send you there for free a little bit later in the show if you're the correct answer to the trivia question. We have 4 tickets for Wednesday afternoon's game at 1:10. Right now, I want to continue on, take your calls as well on this subject. Ron DeSantis signing into law last week in Florida, this quote-unquote anti-woke bill, which is now going to require teachers, public school teachers, and private, in Florida, to teach students that slavery in America actually had some benefits, such as, in Ron DeSantis' words, teaching black people skills like blacksmithing. And as Mr. Zomers pointed out, completely forgetting that many of the black people brought enslaved from Africa, turns out they already had these skills. Not just had them, they were professionals in them in Africa. And it ended up teaching white people in America how to do this. So this whole BS line to try to teach kids that somehow slavery had good aspects is beyond bizarre to me. And quite frankly, it's sick. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to get to a couple of the texts, by the way. You can go to the Civic Media app and text us as well. From the Civic Media app, here's a couple of texts. We said before the break, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, also a Republican candidate for president in 2024, called Ron DeSantis out and rebuked it. Here's a caller from Madison, WMDX, a texter who says, quote, "Of course Chris Christie knows about denying stuff like that, like bridges being blocked," unquote. Well, not going to argue with that. That's another show for another day. But yeah, Chris Christie was not necessarily the most ethical governor himself. But, you know, look, I at least try to call out something good when I see it. And sometimes you can't always throw out the bad or the good with the bad. And in this case, I at least give Chris Christie credit for being one of the few Republicans to call this action out. Also from WMDX, must be listening to us on the stream in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This listener says, quote, "For most of history, pro-slave Christians used the same logic, saying we took savages destined for hell, brought the Africans to potential salvation as Christians," unquote. Well, sure. It's been used not just in Christianity, but also been used other places as well. The Native Americans, right? That was used, a theme used against Native Americans. Also from WAUK in Milwaukee, "What's happening in Texas is what happens when history isn't taught correctly. Texas went Confederate because they wanted slavery, and the Alamo was a complete disaster for the white Texans. Seems Governor Abbott is justifying drowning children because he's a white supremacist." What do they mean by that? What does that caller mean by that? Well, this brings up a segue, and I think it's the appropriate time to go there. I've been wanting to talk about this, but we haven't brought it up on this program at length. I want to read you a story that came out about an hour ago from CNN. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not be ordering floating barriers to be removed from the Rio Grande in defiance of the U.S. Department of Justice. Here's what's happening down in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, under the guise of stopping illegal immigration, has decided to put in buoys in the Rio Grande River. And I'm not talking about buoys that say, like, you know, hey, here's a buoy that says don't go swimming or you know, no wake. These buoys are several feet in diameter, orange, strung together with some kind of rope or wire, I'm not sure. You can't get around them. Then on these buoys, these big round, I don't think they're inflatable, probably plastic, they have razor wire, which is essentially barbed wire with razor blades on them, which are attached to these buoys. And they are strung across the Rio Grande River. And the point is to make it so impenetrable that anybody trying to swim or cross the Rio Grande River into the United States would find an obstacle they could not get around or under or over. And if they attempted, they would most likely be killed, either from the cuts from the razor wire, the barbed wire, or get stuck underneath the buoys. What this is also doing, by the way, is going to change the flow of the river itself, because guess what these buoys also stop besides humans? Logs, debris, water runoff, other wildlife, certain types of aquatic life. It's going to completely change the Rio Grande River and the environment. And what's more, it's illegal, according to the United States Department of Justice. They sent Governor Abbott a cease and desist letter last week. And now today, this afternoon, it's breaking. This is what Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, his response to the United States Department of Justice, saying to get rid of these barriers because they're inhumane and criminal. This is what Abbott says, quote, Texas will fully utilize its constitutional authority to deal with the crisis you have caused. Abbott wrote in a letter to President Joe Biden, and he added, quote, Texas will see you in court, Mr. President, unquote. This is nothing more than grandstanding for Greg Abbott. He has a large state that he is governor of. But everything else about Greg Abbott is small. It's completely inhumane. Completely cruel and unusual. And Texas does not have the legal authority to do this. And yet, Greg Abbott to score points with the mega crowd is pushing forward. What say you? 844-967-2789. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with these completely inhumane attempts just to score political points like Greg Abbott? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Judy in Racine. Judy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that I'm a direct descendant of slave owners. On my grandma's side, on my mom's side, she's from Athens, Georgia. And on her direct back about, I don't know, maybe four centuries, they owned up to maybe 200 slaves. So, I mean, this thing is a personal with me.
Sure.
And the thing is that way back on my grandma's side, she came from a cotton plantation in Athens, and that first they got rid of the natives, the Indians, I call them natives.
Sure.
And in order to fill, because they were so lazy, they're lazy asses. They couldn't do the work, so then they had to get the slaves, bring the slaves over to do the work that they kicked the natives off of their land.
Judy, I want you to hang on just a second. This is an important call. I appreciate you calling in and talking about this dark history of your family on the air. I want to get all of it on, so stay with us. We have a break. We'll have more with Judy from Racine on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls as well on the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
It's going to be warm and muggy here for the next couple of days. In fact, by Wednesday and Thursday, we're talking a heat index pushing 100 or better. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 92 this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Could catch an isolated thunderstorm late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 93. We'll get to a high of 96 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer, talking about this law that Ron DeSantis signed into law in Florida, now requiring teachers to teach kids that, you know what, slavery wasn't all bad, actually taught African-Americans skills, like blacksmithing. And Mr. Zomers pointed out that many of these folks already had those skills, and they were actually the teachers. Before the break, and I want to go back, and Judy, thank you so much for holding through the break. Go down to Racine. Judy, are you listening to us on our new station down there, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha? Are you on the app?
No, I'm listening to you on from Racine.
Oh, very good, from Racine. Great new station down there.
Well, I just wanted to...
So you're cutting out there, Judy, but before the break, Judy was, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you being so forthright with folks, that you come from a family that were slave holders, not obviously you, but your relatives from years back were slave holders, and you were telling this very poignant and personal account of your own family, and go ahead.
Yes, well, I just said that they were, that the family, they acquired native land and then in order to work the land, and that was a cotton plantation, they got the slaves.
Sure.
And then through the whole family, I would say that they owned up to maybe 200 slaves.
And by the time you came along, Judy, was this something that was talked about in your family? Was it something that was kind of poo-pooed? I mean, how was it talked about in your family?
No, it was because one of my aunts from down in Georgia, she did a book about it.
Oh, wow.
And it was about the Payne family, mm-hmm. which was, you know, it was, I'm an uncle. My uncle is Thomas Payne.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't want to go into detail. We don't have
time. Sure.
And that's only one quarter part of my family. It's Southern English from, you know.
So how do you,
I
guess the point is, how do you feel as someone who came from a family of a descendant of slave owners? How do you feel about what guys like Ron DeSantis and even Greg Abbott are doing with just these anti, you know, trying to reinvent history as somehow glorifying slavery?
They can go suck lemons.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you.
I was going to say more, but no, I can't say those words.
I appreciate you adhering to the FCC laws. We appreciate that.
Yes. Well, they don't know anything. Yeah. And they're all Republicans, and they're just dumbasses. Yeah. I know I can say the word ass.
In certain contexts, yes. Well,
Todd, I just wanted to say that Mike and I've known them all the way back to the uprising, like 12 years ago.
Yep.
That's when I met them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we appreciate your listenership, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you so much listening to us. All right. Thank you so much listening to us down there in our new station in Racine in Kenosha. That's WRJN. That's AM 1400. And on the FM side, either 99.9 or 98.1 on the FM dial. We appreciate you for calling in, Judy, and sharing your very poignant and personal story. How do you feel about this change in law by Ron DeSantis? signing into law a bill that requires teachers to teach that somehow slavery had positive attitudes. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Keep it right here in Dane County on WMDX Radio here in South Central Wisconsin. We go to CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, I saw this happen with the Parents' Rights in Education bill that was turned into a lie, the Don't Say Gay bill. The same thing in Florida. And Governor DeSantis had a number of black folks on this commission that helped write this bill that teaches history. And if you were really honest, Todd, you would call one of those black commissioners or that were on the advisory board that came up with this bill, and there's a number of them. You could get a name, you could call them, but to pick out one phrase out of quite lengthy bill is being disingenuous. And to call this the bill that, you know, teaches that they benefited from it. Again, I would love to hear the response because I would love to have you be honest and have one of those advisors on your show, and you could certainly research it enough and find someone that I'm sure would be willing to.
Sure. I appreciate
that. You were dishonest about the Don't Say Gay bill.
I wasn't.
And you're being dishonest about this bill.
All right. Let's get to, we have a minute and a half left. I don't want to cut you off before the break here.
Sure.
Let me just see if we can find a point of agreement. Regardless, putting Todd aside, and I'll address that in a second, but do you agree with me? Would you agree that there are no positive qualities about American slavery? Can we agree on that?
Slavery was a black mark on our history, yes.
Well, there you go. That's the main point of this entire thing, is that slavery. And so why would you disagreed with me? You said you agreed with me that slavery is a black mark in American history. And so the point is, Ron DeSantis could have done the exact same thing at that press conference. He could have said, you know what, America is a black mark on American slavery, but he didn't want to do that, CJ. He starts talking about false narratives about blacksmithing.
You are being dishonest.
I'm not being dishonest at all.
Yes, you are.
You're trying to put words in my mouth.
Why don't you discuss? Why don't you read the sentence before that phrase?
And you know what? It wasn't just me. It was Chris Christie as well. It was Chris Christie as well. There were current Republicans running for office saying that.
Race. You want to keep the party.
The fact is,
as an issue.
All right. Let's. All right. All right. That's you know. The point is that CJ gets upset when he wants to just be a provocateur. And that's fine. We all need a little bit of that. But I got him to agree with us, right? That the key point is there any indelible goodness about slavery in America? And the answer is no. And CJ agreed with me that slavery is a pox, a stain on American history. And
right.
we're in agreement with that.
And someone asked Ron DeSantis that same question, and he was like, well, no.
Right.
There were some good things.
I mean, look, slavery was domination and subjugation by violence. That's what DeSantis and their ilk refused to acknowledge. That's the point. Back with more for this, Brewers tickets, Phil Nee, Barbie, all that on the other side.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.